Tim Hamrich here with your Marketline report for Christmas Day, December 25th. The markets are closed today, so we're going to revisit a topic that we mentioned last week. We reported that U.S. farmers are not yet seeing better prices for peas, despite being the number one ingredient in plant-based burgers. The ingredient itself actually is pea protein isolate that the burgers use, so those peas need to go through a process called fractionation. Many of the plants that process peas are actually located in China. Chuck Penner of Left Field Commodity Research says that this presents a challenge for North America pea producers.
Well, that's the challenge, especially in North America. The products are fiber, would be one of them, but the other big one is starch. Starch is the largest byproduct. So typical protein on peas is somewhere between 20 and 25%, and then the rest is starch and fiber. In China, again, where they are doing this kind of work, the starch goes into all kinds of food products like noodles and buns and all types of things. And then the protein used to be actually the byproduct, but now it's, of course, gained a lot of value. And now that protein from China is coming back into North America. So the peas are shipped to China. Protein comes back to our users here and made into burgers here, plant-based burgers here.
If starch and protein end up in food, where does the fiber go? Animal feed. Guess we still need that cow after all. This is Tim Hamrich with your daily Marketline report.